This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now on the phone by Michael Tilley from his office in Fort Smith. He is with Talk Business and Politics. How's it going in the River Valley? A lot of weather-related things this week.
Yeah, it depends on where you are.
How are you doing?
We're high and dry. We're on the south end. It would have to be a Noah kind of flood for it to reach it, our house, but it's not good in some parts, and it's supposed to get worse. So we're watching down. Hopefully it'll crest at or below what they're predicting, because we don't want too much damage in the downtown Fort Smith area.
No, absolutely not. So fingers crossed for some good luck. Thank you for joining us today. And we're going to start off with some Fort Smith job numbers.
Yeah, these are March numbers. It came out a couple weeks ago, but the April numbers will come out in a couple more weeks. But what they show is that the Fort Smith Metro jobless rate fell 3.5%. That's below the 4% in March 2010. Now, on the surface, that sounds great, half a percentage point decline, but the issue was it was more about the decline in the available workforce rather than gains in new jobs, although there was new job gains. So the number, it's moving in the right direction, is the good news, but it's not because jobs are really cranking up. And this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We use their numbers. But they showed in March there were a little over 114,000 jobs in the metro area. That was up 0.25%, so almost a flat gain compared to the February number. But unfortunately, they were lower than the March 2010 number, which is a little over 115,000. And the problem, as we point out, whenever we talk about metro employment, the employment numbers are still down. In fact, they're off 11,300 jobs from the peak employment of a little over 125,000 in June 2006. That's a drop of almost 10%. So the Fort Smith metro area, unlike many other areas around the state and country, is really yet to pull out from that great recession. So, but it's trying to catch up, but it seems like it takes, you know, two steps forward and one step back on jobs.
So looking back for a minute, let's move forward now. Downtown Fort Smith has this traffic plan that's going to be presented, correct? Or traffic study?
Traffic study, yes. First, many of your frequent listeners, I probably don't have to tell, but there has been really quite a momentum, positive momentum, happening in downtown Fort Smith for the past 3-5 years. Part of that is the mural project, the unexpected project, but there are new restaurants, new venues in the downtown area. I was just downtown last night on a Thursday night, and the place was, it was just nice to see, you know, the outdoor venues, the music venues, you know, just full of people. And it was probably about 8 o'clock, I think. And so the avenue was really hopping. But one of the problems, it's been a problem for decades. I've been covering downtown Fort Smith since the early 90s. But it's one of the few downtown areas where heavy trucks are still allowed to drive through the downtown. And so there's somewhat of a push to figure out how to minimize that or remove trucks. And so that study has begun. It's about a $150,000 study. They recently received close to 600 responses from the public and from people who have trucks in the area, going through the area. And 50% of those surveyed said they don't feel safe or comfortable walking, jogging, or biking in the downtown area. And that's a real problem if you're trying to make that, you know, if you're trying to build that live, work, play experience that's a real problem. So they're, you know, and within a couple of months, they're going to, you know, this half associates out of Little Rock will present their ideas. And I, you know, I don't know where they're going to go. I think Rodney Gann, he's a downtown property owner. He's on the Central Business Improvement District Commission. He kind of gave a little bit of insight, I think, as to what some are thinking. I'm not going to say it's majority. My instincts kind of want me to think that, but he said he wouldn't argue that we don't need any trucks downtown, that you can't do that immediately, but he said he kind of indicated that the plan may be to phase trucks or to eventually get trucks out of the downtown area. So it'll be interesting. It won't be without some controversy or heartburn, but it'll be interesting to see what these ideas they present will do.
And we look forward to hearing more about that. Finally, let's end with some positive news from the Future School of Fort Smith.
Yeah, Future School of Fort Smith, they graduated their first class this May, 79 students. And, you know, remember, this is began in 2016. It's a tuition-free public charter high school. And they really focus on internships, individualized learning plans. It's not a one-size-fits-all curriculum, but it's a very unique program. There were some doubts. that's a minimum, but there were some doubts about how it would work. But like I said, their inaugural graduating class combined, those 79 students were offered $1.9 million in scholarships.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And not just, you know, to community colleges. One student received a full ride scholarship to Yale, but instead accepted the full ride scholarship to the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. So, you know, these students come out of Future School are proving that the concept works. Now, I don't say that. I'm not saying that to knock down public schools, not by any stretch. I think public schools in Fort Smith area do a good job. I'm just saying this is a great alternative, and I'm a big believer in having alternatives, so it's a great alternative for students who want that individualized approach to education. And they began back in 2016 with 45 students, and they're going to begin in the end of this year with 218 students. So I think that's proof that that just by word of mouth, that the word's getting out and more students are kind of moving toward that type of education.
Well, thank you so much for giving us kind of a roundup of what's happening in the River Valley. I know a lot of things this week have focused on the weather and the flooding, and it's good to hear what else is happening. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just a taste. There's a lot going on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we hope you continue to stay high and dry and safe and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
All right. You as well.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Tilley is with TalkBusiness.net, where you can find out more about these stories.